Kuri ki ya chin notario mega FM cheng barja ki cheng barja duju wanero ni kai chako cha bet ma megi nung funy mati ikit ma ino motich ki gudi pier tek birbe tutual junior yom tin ni wati ki afande ni wagaba anti osi traffic ma aki igudu CPS tin wa waro kene wa waro bene ki wele magi aki insurance regulatory authority studio atie ki la dit swipe rubega and the studio. You're most welcome to Mega FM this beautiful morning, Afande.
Thank you so much, Mr. Presenter. I'm once again so grateful for this other opportunity which I've got to come and share with the public about road safety and specifically about highway code. I'm so grateful for the management of this Mega FM for the great opportunity they have always given to us to share with the community. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Swipe. Good morning once again. It's been a while. It's
been a while indeed. But
should I say Happy New Year? Oh, we have ever met this year.
I think Happy New Year.
How is insurance regulatory authority?
We are good. We are fine. And it is always a pleasure being here and share what you have to share with the people. And for this time, we are with the traffic police because when they are trying to enforce the highway code, that brings in the aspect of insurance. Especially motorcycle.
All right. And definitely that is what we shall be looking at. Macharu lokme anyama mamegwa, biyenu charu we ikinfony. And finally, before we go straight into the motorcycle insurance, what are some of the few statistics we can get from Guru CPS?
Thank you so much. We still register road crashes on our roads, and most of them are still as a result of mostly reckless and careless use of the road, both by the drivers. Basically, you realize that the pedestrians are the biggest numbers who are affected by the crashes, so they are the leading victims on the road. We still find the motorcycles are still leading in causing
accidents
on our roads.
What could be the main reason as to why motorcycles are
the one? It goes back to the accessibility. Everybody, you remember during our days when we were growing, a person who had a bicycle in the village was always a consultant and always a very important person, because that bicycle would always help the community. You find that sometimes a pregnant woman would be pushed on that bicycle. But currently, motorcycles have repressed bicycles. And incidentally, whenever we are on these roads, when accidents occur, you realize that most of the people, you know, Guru is a city which is surrounded by towns, which are village towns.
Okay.
Get that point?
Yeah.
So imagine a person who's coming from Amuru or Tre. For real, it is a town, but it's a village what?
Town. It is a center.
Say a person who's coming from Paradek. Person who's coming from these areas of Padel, anywhere in the Padel. So you find that the people, yes, have access to the motorcycles. They have borrowed from the neighbors, from friends or from family members, and they are just riding in town, and from nowhere they don't know what to do. Mostly, there is another thing which we have found out, that whenever we even call for sensitization meetings, one of the most vulnerable groups that we can, and the simple group that we can ever get, are border borders. Unless you find a border at their stage, and even when you find them, they won't tell you their problems. They don't want to listen to what you are guiding them to do.
No. Yeah? So that's a mentality?
Yes, I think so. And another point we have found that is very wrong with borders. They think that they are most vulnerable. They think they are the most poor people on the earth. A border person, telling him to get a riding permit, you tell him, I don't have money. Telling him to put insurance, they don't have money. telling him to please put a tire or a mirror, he said that he doesn't have the money.
So it's quite a challenge.
It is.
Now, you earlier on made mention about the highway code. Maybe what are those highway codes before I bring in IRA on board?
A highway code is basically the guidelines and the general rules of how to make the road safe for all the road users. And it spells out what should be all the roles that are played by a pedestrian, the roles that are played by the driver, the roles are played by anybody who uses the road. For example, the quickest way to tell or to interpret the highway code is that when you are on foot, a person walking on foot should be walking on which side of the road. And these are common things, but people don't want to follow them.
Maybe we need to go back to basics. How should someone cross the road? How should someone walk, the pedestrians?
Yes.
Which sides should they take when they are, when you're choosing a direction? Should you go by left or right? In other words, maybe you have some few codes of conduct on the road. Yeah.
I can proceed on that one. Just to highlight a few of them, is that a pedestrian on any road that is paved. Paved means tarmac roads. And on those tarmac roads, if there is a provision for a pedestrian walkway, because it is always there, either it is up, raised up more than the normal road, and in a place like this road between a custom corner roundabout and Laidi elephant roundabout there.
Yeah.
At least you realize that for it the pavement is lower than the road. So as long as there is that provision, a pedestrian is safe to walk on any side of the road.
Okay. No matter the direction they're taking.
Yes. As long as there's a provision for the pedestrian walkway.
Okay.
Because what we only consider on the road mostly is safety. How safe are you while using the road? You realize whichever direction you are taking on a paved road, you are safe. The only point in that to consider is most people want to move shoulder by shoulder.
Couples.
You
know,
on the road, it is important to avoid shoulder movement.
Okay.
If you are moving with a colleague or a friend or a family, unless it is a child whom you are holding their hands, please make sure you follow each other in the line, single file.
Parallel.
No, from following each other in the line, in the foreign form. Don't move shoulder by shoulder.
Okay.
And besides, always minimize the time you spend on the road. If there is any need, don't have a conversation from the roadside.
Don't go.
Because anything can happen. You don't know the driver that is coming. We have talked about drink and drive, and most people are still doing it. The person may not be sober. The other point is using the phone while on the road. Please avoid using the phone while on the road.
All right, Afande. Thank you. Let me go to Mr. Niwagaba from Insurance Regulatory Authority. Good morning once again.
Morning, sir. My name is
Swipe Lubega. Swipe Lubega.
It is okay.
Good morning once again.
Morning,
I think one of the codes that we need as road users are the motor third party. But it's been one thing that has been confusing us for a long period of time. So, in a layman understanding, how should you? How can you describe it for us to understand it, and what is it exactly?
Thank you so much, Sika. In a layman's language, third party is just protection that you get as a driver, but intended for that person who is moving on the road. Because we have got the first party, second party, and the third party. The first party is the owner of the vehicle. If I'm driving my car, I am
the first party.
The second party is the insurance company that you go to work with to get covered or to get insurance. And then the third party, that person a friend has talked about, he's on the road moving, he doesn't know you, doesn't know even where you are going, etc. So it is there basically to protect that person.
And someone in the car, assuming it is a public vehicle?
If it's a public vehicle, there's an aggregate also where the people in the vehicle, for example, which is carrying very many people, that there is a certain limited number of people that should be covered. That is for the case of the buses, taxis and etc. Because they pay different premiums.
Okay, so that depends on the premium.
Yeah, exactly.
Someone would choose.
Yeah.
Maybe just within less than a minute, in a nutshell, what is IRA? And tell us some of the importance, the benefits of the motor third party.
Motor third party. Thank you so much. IRA, we've been here since 2020. It's not the first time we've come here. And basically, our mandate is to make people aware of the importance of e-insurance. Sika, as our founder said, accidents, it is trouble. There's one time, I think 1 month ago, where we are in the office and we even fear to travel to Kampala, by the way. On our road here, Gulaiwa, accidents will be reported, I think, every week. And that is loss of lives. Okay? So, we as IRA, we are there to give assurance to the community that in case they have any issues with any insurance company, they have given any third party, they are taking loan to compensate you, please, the office is open for whoever has got an issue. But as Afande was saying, as you are going on the road, just be authorized to be on the road. And what is the authorization? Have a valid driving permit or a riding permit. That's how you'll be able to benefit from insurance. The first thing they will ask you, where is your driving license?
You don't have it, you don't get it.
Exactly.
Okay.
But then the question is, why would you be on the road when you're not supposed to be on the road? This is for your health. That's where you see people cause an accident and they run away. Yes. Some of them have the sticker, they have the cover, but then they cannot benefit from the cover because they do not have a riding permit. So, as you have asked me, the benefits really is just having you drive comfortably, the fear is less because you know whatever happens, there is a backup plan for you. Number two, compliance. We know motor third party is compulsory, it is by law. So, not to be gotten on the wrong side of the law by a fund to tell you a stop, motor third party, you don't have, let's go to the station, park your car. The inconvenience is really so big. Number three, it reduces costs or expenses. Whoever has had a patient who has got an accident, you go in the hospital, 6 months, etc. At least there will be some cover for that person whom you have injured to be covered in the hospitals. Then fourthly, there will be reduced accidents sincerely. Because the moment you are authorized to be on the road, the highway code is known by what our founder has said, the accidents will be very, very, very minimal. But what causes trouble is whoever feels I can ride, I can drive, because on the road. So that is where the biggest trouble has come from. So our office, we are on plot 13 Sir Samuel Doe Road, and I want to share our phone number. Anybody is free to call, as I've always said here. Even if you don't have the airtime, just beep and say, I am sick, please call me back.
And we are going to call back.
Yes, we shall call back. our phone number is 0770 74 74 84 0770 74 74 84 84
yes. 84.
Yes,
so in case I don't have airtime, I'm beeping.
Beep and say, I am sicker, I have an issue about e-insurance. We shall call back.
Then you call me back.
Yes,
I wish I could take phone calls for questions, but our time is just not on our side. I think those are some of the few benefits we can get from IRA. But as police, maybe our take home, as we wrap this up.
I consider tell people that for real, road safety is a personal responsibility, and caring for others is sure also caring for ourselves. I request and I indeed urge the drivers to make sure to respect other road users. Don't compete for the space. There is enough space for all of us to fit and to reach where we are heading. So okay. I request and I urge the drivers to be patient when they are using the road and to consider their own safety and the safety of others while using the road.
Okay. Man, achi notario.